With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman sprint sensation Jaden Reed says he knew from the very first step that his NCAA 200 meters final was going to be something special. Fresh off a season where he shattered the collegiate record and signed his first professional contract, Reed told Radio Cayman Sports Extra that coming off the curve, he felt more relaxed than ever, locked in, hearing the crowd erupt, and realizing no one was going to catch him. He opened up about battling illness, chest pains, and asthma earlier in the year, and how months of doctor's visits, prayer, and 400-meter style training helped him deliver the world-leading time that meant the most to him emotionally. Reed also reflected on the coaches in Cayman and LSU who shaped him from a non-winner in primary school into one of the sport's fastest rising stars. Now officially a professional, he says the moment the deal became real was surreal. A dream fulfilled and the start of a new chapter where he'll line up against the big boys while carrying Cayman's flag on the global stage.
Jaden, take us back to 19.63. What were you thinking coming off the curve?
Coming off the curve, I was fully locked in. I could hear everybody screaming. You know, it was the first time I felt so relaxed in a 200. So coming off the curve, I was like, okay, yeah, I definitely got this. I just told myself, you know, keep swinging, stay up, you know, don't lean back too much and, you know, just keep breathing, keep stepping, you know. And I could hear everybody behind me. So it was like, I was alert. I was like, wait, is somebody catching me? But I was like, nah, definitely not. So
you're just cheering you on.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely was that, like, I was saying to myself, yeah, I definitely won this race. I told myself, once I come off the curve first, nobody's going to catch me.
At what point in the race did you realize something special was happening?
Really and truly from the first step. Yeah, I never felt so good in a race ever. Like, at first, prior to that, I felt I was going to be tired because I had so much races prior towards that race. So, yeah, I was kind of, I would say, scared or, like, you know, it was nerve-wracking. I was wondering if I was going to get hurt. I wondered if I was going to be too tired to finish the race. But, you know, from the first step, I realized it was going to be something special. I felt like, you know, I already won from the first step.
Yeah. I know so many accolades attached to your name now. You're breaking the NCAA record, world lead, meet record, championship record. Which one hits you the hardest emotionally?
I would say the world lead.
Yeah?
Yeah, the world lead. Because, you know, it's gone so much into, you know, that world lead. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, I was sick prior to outdoor. Like, I didn't have a very good indoor. And it was, I was wondering if I was actually going to be able to finish the season because I was so sick. I had so much chest pains and being asthmatic and running the 200 is kind of tedious. So,
yes, of course.
Yeah, so I was wondering if I was actually going to be a factor going into.
How do you conquer that?
You know, a lot of 400-meter training-based stuff. And I definitely have my asthma pump on my hip at all times.
Yeah. Even when you're while you're running?
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's at the 10. It's just me and God at that point.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's all in God's hands.
Yeah, it's all in God's hands. And, you know, I wasn't able to finish a 200-meter race without my chest feeling like it was about to, like, tear apart. But thankfully, after a lot of, you know, doctor visits and, you know, praying by myself in my room and a lot of tears to God, you know, that 200 race felt amazing. Like, I didn't feel any type of chest pains at all. So,
Jaden, how would you say LSU or even Cayman has shaped you into the athlete who could produce at that level?
I mean, if you really know, you know, me from back then, you would know that I wasn't really a winner, you know, even in inter-primary or even in sports day, I wasn't always, you know, coming first or even top three. So Coach Tyrone, I would like to say I give a lot of thanks to him because he saw a lot of potential in me and he told me, hey, like, if you're serious, then track and field has to be your main sport. No more football, no more flag football, none of that. You have to, you know, focus on track and field.
Yes, choose.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with his help, I was able to, you know, go to JC and go to LSU. And they all shaped me into who I am today. It was a lot of trials and tribulations, but, you know, they all had their faith in me and, you know, saw what I could be. And, yeah, we're here now. So, I thank all of them, really.
Awesome. And you're now signed professionally.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that moment like when the deal became official?
It was surreal because, you know, it's always been my dream to be a professional athlete, especially for Cayman Islands, because, you know, I always wanted to put Cayman on the map. And I know, like, once I'm, you know, a pro athlete, it's going to be a different type of vibe to it. I'm no longer be running against amateurs or any other people in the NCAA. It's just going to be me and the big boys now.
And the Cayman Islands men's national team continued its build-up to the CONCACAF Nations League with a solid 1-1 draw against Inter Miami CF U-20s over the weekend, a match players say gave them exactly the kind of test they needed before stepping into League B for the first time. Midfielder Trey Ebanks, defender Dominic Owens, and goalkeeper Josiah Johnson all shared their thoughts after the final whistle, calling the friendly a valuable learning experience. They say the tempo, the pressure, and the moments where Cayman had to adjust on the fly will help sharpen the squad as they prepare for September's opening window. You'll hear from all three players, what they took from the performance, how the match exposed areas to tighten up, and why they believe this outing will serve the national team well heading into its first CONCACAF Nations League campaign in League B.
I think it's always refreshing to play a new team, and as they're under 20s, it was also like a good level, I can say. And I mean, it started off a bit slow, but the second half we picked it up and they scored first half, we scored second half, and then the game was like basically matched.
Yeah, I think it was a good opposition and definitely a good test for like where we are in our training program right now. I think they provided a lot of like unique set plays and a lot of like rotation in their build up and attack. So it kind of allowed us to test our defensive shape as well as our build-up and our attacking phases. So I think it was a good opportunity.
It was a very good experience playing a top-level academy. You get to see the quality from overseas. We get to see their match preparation, just how they go about a game day. So we can take like little things from them as well. It's like a learning experience because every day we want to better ourselves. We want to continue to grow as a national team. So, it was a very good experience.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.